And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Went away to Sydney and I have told you most of the things that happened. And I told you, my two mates and I, boys' weekend, we went and went out on Saturday night.
So did the baby, the 10-month-old baby, come with you? Because that was the reason why you went up to Sydney.
No, it wasn't. Yeah, well, it was part of the reason. No, he didn't come with us. It wasn't sort of a, what was that movie? The Hangover arrangement. Yeah. No, not for most of it anyway.
Yeah.
We did hang out, but no, we the three of us boys went to the pub ourselves. We had dinner all together and then my mate's wife took the baby home.
Yeah.
And then us boys kicked on. We watched the rest of the footy on Saturday night.
Nice.
And then we went upstairs and they've got a rooftop bar and we had slippery nipple shots.
You just wanted to say that, yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, we had a couple of cocktails, had a Long Island iced tea.
Did you really? Yeah. That is dangerous for you.
Yeah.
Just settle.
We were just having a dance, mate.
I know, and I saw because you posted a video on Insta and then you deleted it the next morning.
Yeah, because I didn't want to hear about it.
Well, that seems, come on, mate.
Well, I didn't want to hear about it.
From who? From me, specifically?
Anybody. The one thing I will say, and you'll know all about this, is, yes, it was us three boys on the dance floor. Yes, I'm the oldest of them, but we're all sort of mid-30s and older.
Yeah.
Apparently in one of the videos, there was like some girls gesturing in the background. No idea.
Yeah.
The three of us boys used to dance together in Darwin, like at the club on the podium.
And I love that. You're allowed to have a good time.
Yeah. You know, and so when we were on the dance floor, there may as well have been no one else on the dance floor.
You started it off.
Well, no, those two chicks, they started it off. I feel like they were quite blind.
Okay.
Hence why they wanted to interact with us. Anyway, so no, there was like it was a pretty busy dance floor, but as far as we were concerned, and not in an arsehole-ish way.
Yeah, you weren't like, making circles.
No, we weren't like pushing people out of the way. We were just minding our own business, just having a great old time, enjoying our mate's company, right? Until we weren't. You know, there were times when the DJ would play a song and it would clear the dance floor. Right, he was having a bit of a time of it. Oh. It wasn't floor fillers the whole way through.
And did you tell the DJ that?
No, at the end of the night, I said, "You did a really good job tonight," mate, and left. Right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's my management style.
Yeah.
Because I will pump you up regardless, and then we will talk about you as well.
Yeah, behind your back.
Go home in the Uber.
Yeah.
The one thing that he did was if a song cleared the dance floor, he would pivot. And so he would mix it out pretty quickly and chuck something else on.
That's
and
good
generally
DJ.
It would bring someone, like bring people back onto the dance floor. Yeah. So well done by him. The only thing was he obviously had his set mapped out. And I think he took a couple of requests, but generally he had his set mapped out.
Yeah.
And so you would only get a certain amount of each song. He was not
I hate that.
He was not playing the full song every song.
No, I hate that.
In fact, I don't think we heard a whole song all night.
And
it would have been easily a three-hour set.
Yeah.
I was like, how many songs? Are you playing 180 songs? What? Like, anyway, so after we realised this is what was happening, you know, we're like, wow, he's really cranking through those songs. Is he going to double up on any? No, okay, he's just cranking through. There's a lot of
there are a lot of songs in life.
There are a lot of songs.
Yeah.
You know, someone
you
told
to
me the other
them.
Week there have been a lot of songs made.
Yeah.
You know, that's fair. It was a lot of 2012, so fresh sort of era
awesome.
Stuff. Brilliant, loved it. Right, but he was flicking through, and so you just get into a song, and then he, come on, mate.
No, I hate that.
So the times that we went and sat down, we're like, geez, I wonder how much of each song we were getting. And so as we were sipping our Long Island iced teas.
You were timing it.
I got my timer out of my phone.
Yes, Tom. Yes.
I got my clock out.
This is exactly why I love you. Let's go.
I got my clock out watching the dance floor, which now that I say that out loud sounds a bit like
creepy. What a ripping night.
So I would start the timer and then every time the song would change, I'd hit lap.
Okay.
And then I'd hit lap.
Yeah.
And then I'd hit lap.
Yeah, we get it.
The most of a song that we got was 1 minute and 51 seconds. But we just sat there. We had a moment. We're doing this. We're loving it. We're like, oh, what's going to be next? Oh, what's going to be next? And then we sort of pause and we went, hang on a second. How old are we that we're sitting here next to the dance floor at a table watching people dance and timing how long the songs go for rather than just dancing ourselves?
Well, it's because you're in your 50s. You know there's only so much time left.
Whoa,
You want to get the most. When do you ever go out? You want to get the most of those songs.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Right, that is fair. That is fair.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Let's go back to this.
Oh. I love a crap review. I like a stern reply. They write it passively. It's meant aggressively. Mean comments in disguise. Restaurant review replies.
Yeah, well, I was talking about this earlier, about an influencer who went to a Korean brunch spot in Melbourne, arrived there at 8 a.m. on Father's Day. They were told then, oh, kitchen doesn't open until 9 a.m. She gave them a one-star review and fights ensued.
Yeah, which seems pretty standard. I mean, venues do usually open before they open the kitchen. It's how it works.
Well, look, she gave them a one-star review and they're like, hey, you're, like, ruining us, yeah. You know? And so that's why I was kind of like, hey, I wouldn't give a one-star review unless it was really, really bad. They were rude to me.
Yeah.
Maybe they, you know, like, kicked a dog while I was there, definitely. A bowl full of hair served to me. I don't know. It would have to take a lot. And then you came out with, oh, well, I actually gave a one-star review after this little weekend's escapade, the long weekender in Sydney.
Yeah, so this place that I've reviewed... Right, I'm trying to work out, I don't know if I can see like the overall number of reviews, but there's probably, you know, 170 to over 200 reviews. All right?
Oh, okay, so, yeah.
Over the journey. The most recent one before mine was a month ago though. Okay. So,
and was that of a similar vein?
Well, no, this was talking up their playground. They got 5 stars.
Oh, there you go.
4 stars.
We're not going to name them, obviously.
No, so this is a pub in Sydney anyway, so who cares? Mm. But I didn't have a great time of it. So
it looked like you were having a great time on your Insta stories weekend. And then you deleted it somewhere.
Yeah,
reason.
I know. Yeah. No, I did delete that because I just thought, you know what? You don't need to see me going bunter on a dance floor.
No, we do want to see that. No, everyone wants to see
no
that.
No one wants to see that.
Was that pre, was the venue that you were at pre-Dancing Tom or post-Dancing Tom?
This was the next day. This was Sunday lunch.
Oh, hungover, angry.
No, okay. No, we were fine.
Okay.
We did have a Long Island iced tea, but that was about it. And about, no, I'm not going to say that. All right, so I gave 1 star to this place, right? And how much did you spend per meal or per person?
Yeah.
I said 60 to 80 bucks because we had a main each and then we had some drinks. Yeah?
Okay, yeah.
But it was hard to get the drinks because we had gone to this particular place because it had a reputation and sort of put itself forward as a great venue for a large variety of craft beers.
Oh, that's right. You did say you went to a venue like that and you weren't very happy.
Okay, so this is what I wrote at the table.
Oh, you reviewed it while you were actually inside it.
Yeah, and also, well, and keep in
that's
mind.
Never a good thing.
Keep in mind that I, when we first got there, signed up to be a member. So they know where I live.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Nice spot, but at least 5 of the best craft beers on their menu aren't available. That's across taps and cans,
yeah.
I've said. Finally found a can I wanted and it scanned at the wrong price.
Oh, okay. Right? Well, so I'm assuming it was higher in price.
Yeah, it scanned at like $11.20 or something. Okay. And on the menu it said $9.50 and I pointed that out and she's like, oh, I've already charged you. I'll bring back the $1.70 or whatever that I owe you.
Yeah, okay.
So then she brought over the coin.
Okay. Not quite a one-star review for me yet.
Staff didn't have any answers about the beer range. So whenever I was like, what about this one? They're like, oh. Sorry. Those taps, they've been off for a while.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nah, right. Missing Brews did include some of their own house beers. So they're like, hey, come and try our range that we don't have.
Yeah, okay.
Disappointing when we came because of their advertised good range. Missed our online booking. Table was nowhere to be found, so lucky there were some available anyway. So I had booked a table for lunch at midday.
Yeah.
Got there, couldn't find our table. Right? There was no reserve.
There was no, like, reserve
there were reserve tables, but there was none for me. Right? Staff were less than helpful, suggesting we just go have another look, even though they weren't particularly busy. Right? So there were free tables. They weren't running around serving, you know, 40 people at the bar.
Yeah.
But the lady at the bar was like, oh, it'll be there. Just go have another look.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Excuse me?
We're getting to one-star territory.
Yeah.
That's not cool. I would be like, if I was behind the bar, no one was there, I'd be like, hey, I'll come. That's all right. We'll find it. Let's go.
Yeah.
So, and I'll take you around.
So we just went and... So, do you know, and the thing was, we needed a high chair. So it's pretty easy to scan the dining room and go, oh, there's no tables with high chairs. You haven't put out our reserve table. Ooh. So we just sat down and then I had to go and find a high chair as well. Right? I didn't put that in the review though. I'm ad-libbing.
Yeah.
Food took a long time to the point where we all sat there, geez, it's taking a while, isn't it? You know it's taking a while if you all actually look at each other and go, geez, we're still waiting for the food.
Yeah.
And that was at lunchtime.
Okay.
So I've said food took a long time and that was at lunch, paid $34 for a palmy.
Oh, okay.
Food, 2 out of 5, because the palmy was all right, but it took a long time to arrive.
Wow.
Service, 2 out of 5. They knew nothing about it. 2, I think, is generous for that woman that told me to go have another look. And then atmosphere, 4 out of 5, because it was lovely. Oh.
So all of that correlated to 1 star. You are such a hard ass.
Yeah, and do you know what?
Such a hard ass.
They don't care because they haven't replied yet.
Okay.
But I will keep you posted.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
That is us done for the week. We do have some special guests in the studio, extra little mini producers, because today's the first day of school holidays, so my daughters, Indy and Goldie, are here. You don't have to talk if you don't want to, if you're a little bit shy, but good morning, my babies. How are you? You good?
Yes.
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 Okay. Very good. Just quickly, girls, who do you think's gonna win tonight? Cats or hawks?
I think cats.
Oh, there's one each there, cats and hawks.
Okay, so Goldie, are you for real? You think the hawks are gonna win, babe?
Yeah.
Really?
She always changes her mind.
Okay, that's all right. Agent of chaos, just like your father.
School holidays starts today. Indy, is there anything in particular you want to do?
No.
Hey, Dad, I can hear you in the...
Headphones?
Yes.
Yeah, you can, bub.
Bless.
All right. Well,
she forgot what... But they're called.
She did, didn't she? That's funny. She's a funny girl.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.